live set, you know, we like to have it flow from kind of traditional bluegrass. We often start with Bill Monroe, since we are named after Bill Monroe. And then we will segue into original music. Lisa and I do a lot of writing, especially Lisa. She pumps them out like you wouldn't believe. And we also like to do some songs outside of the bluegrass genre, whether that be way outside, like a soul tune or a rock and roll tune. Or what we did is we released an entire album of country songs, classic country, done bluegrass style. Those are real crowd pleasers. People really enjoy hearing those familiar old country songs.
When your group does country songs, you're actually curating decades of music and picking out the choicest stuff. Why do you suppose that crowds go for songs like 6 Days on the Road?
That's a song that has been around for so many years and has been done in so many different versions. And some people, I think, forget about it. They may have not heard it for many, many years. So it brings back a lot of memories. It's such a catchy tune. Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's just that nostalgia.
Well, I pulled out a pistol running down the eastern seaport. I got my diesel wound up, but she's running like never before. There's a speed trap ahead, all right, but I ain't seen a cop all night. Make it home tonight. Got 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed the Jimmy and Way. I'll be passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
We're speaking with Derek of Monroe Crossing. How long has Monroe Crossing been around?
Monroe Crossing is in their 25th year of making music throughout the United States and Europe.
Part of the success is being able to adapt bluegrass style to other idioms. And you have done church services and also worked with choral music. And recently you performed an old Monroe Crossing song in a choral version.
In 2007, we were approached to be part of a commissioned work called The World Beloved, a Bluegrass Mass. And it combines choral music and bluegrass music. And it is such, written by Carol Barnett and with the lyrics by Marisha Chamberlain. And that piece is we've done it almost 100 times now. It's taken us all throughout the country of working with so many top-notch choirs, and it was so much fun that Carol Barnett one day came up with the idea of arranging a couple of our bluegrass songs with a choral arrangement. One of them is Micah 6:8, and the other one, Into the Fire.
Was it difficult for you to play a song that you played in the bluegrass style 500,000 times and to start doing it according to someone else's vision?
The first time we played it, it was really hard to pay attention to what we were doing because we were so involved in listening to the arrangement and the choral arrangement. The song itself is pretty much the same as we play it, but with the choral arrangement behind it. And so sometimes you have to kind of shut off your ears and just kind of stay focused on what you're doing because the arrangement is so, it's so fun to listen to.
So let's listen to it. The verse sounds pretty much like a normal Monroe Crossing arrangement, but on the chorus, you really hear that choral arrangement done by Vocal Essence.
When those who wield the power say you must do that which goes against our God, don't be afraid, you are not alone, have faith, even as you go.
Go into the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went into the fire, they went into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Into the fire, definite ear candy right there. Tell you what, I'm going to fast forward here to an even bigger choral sound.
Step into the fire, fire. Step into the fire.
Fire, fire,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Derek, what do Monroe Crossing fans say when they get a chance to hear the choral version of Into the Fire?
Oh, they're always delighted. They're delighted just to hear that a familiar song to them kind of taken to a new level.
We're speaking with Derek Johnson of Monroe Crossing. One of your most popular songs is actually a rock song called Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. You go out of genre on every show, but it's not like you do any rock song or any blues song, or you curate them. What is it about Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress that makes you want to grab it and put it into bluegrass?
That song was after a long search of looking for a new crossover tune. You know, most of the show is traditional bluegrass. So one of our jokes is, well, now we'll play something that you know so you can tell if we're any good or not. And so we often grab something that's more in the popular mindset. And we were looking for songs. We had a list. We kept going down the list and working on various crossover tunes. They just weren't hitting until I think it was Mark, our bass player, suggested this one. And when we started working on it, it fell into place really fast. And it was just a lot of fun. And when we play it, and especially if we don't announce it, if we kind of keep it a little secret and we start playing that song, it's such a familiar rock and roll tune and popular tune for so many people. Their faces just light up and they get this big smile on their face and they can't really believe that they're hearing this song done bluegrass style.
Hey, heard of what it was, maybe open my eyes, my temperature started to rise.
Monroe Crossing performs in the Belvedere Tent at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley, Friday, July 10th, 5 till 6:30 p.m. For information about the performance, the web address of Crooner's is croonersmn.com. To keep up with Monroe Crossing, the address is monroecrossing.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.